Hi, this is Jonathan Melville on Sunday, the 18th of July, at about, well, just about 8:45 in the evening. Not an audio boo about film or telly, which is what I would normally be talking about, so feel free to stop if that's the main thing you're interested in. But it's just a really quick message to point you in the direction of an article I wrote on my personal blog today. I've not updated it for a while, so it's a bit of a momentous occasion. It was an article about writing for websites, which sounds madly exciting, I'm sure, but if that's something you're interested in, then it's maybe worth having a wee look at. That's what I do for a living. My 9-to-5 job is writing for public, private sector websites, and in the evening it's really writing about film and telly and all that sort of stuff. And it's not a sales pitch, not trying to trying to get any work out of this or anything, but I was asked last week to contribute to an article for a website about the importance of writing for the web, the importance placed on writing for the web when it comes to creating a new website. And I basically pointed out that a lot of times these days, writing kind of comes at the end of the process, and clients, when they're maybe putting together the budgets and working out how much they can spend, a lot of things like design and the technical side of it and hosting and things like that are paramount in their mind. But when it comes to writing, and sometimes you see the costs, they maybe think that they can do it themselves, or they've got people in the office that can do it, because most of us have Word on our computers or versions of it, and that most of us send emails and write reports or text, even, that we're all pretty comfortable when it comes to writing. Maybe you don't think that we're experts or anything like that, but if asked to put together a couple of pages about an organisation or about a product or a new policy that's coming up, that maybe people think, well, just do it ourselves, we deal with it every day. But there's a problem in that. I would perhaps say that because that's my job, is to write these sort of things. But people seem to forget that there is a bit of a skill attached to it, that a lot of times you have to think about who your user is, about why they're coming to the site, what they want from the site, and also what you want them to do when they get to the website. So it's fine to say we're going to get them to do X, Y, or Z, but it's actually the way that you encourage someone to do that, rather than just put a big sign up or a big image that says click here, do this, do that, or the other. You maybe need to think a little bit more about who your readers are, why they would be coming to your site, the kind of tone of voice that you should be using. A lot of organizations tend to talk about themselves a lot and talk about the internal workings, and rather than the sort of things that the readers would be interested in, and they probably don't care about the names of a department or job titles of members of staff inside that company. Anyway, I'm going on a little bit. The whole point was just to say this post is up there. If you're interested in that sort of thing, head over to jonathanmelville.co.uk. That's Jonathan, JonathanMelville, Melville, MelVille, .co.uk. And have a read. Let me know what you think. And the next message I put out on this will probably be about film or telly. So speak to you soon. Cheers, bye.